Today on the Prayer Podcast, we will continue exploring the meaning and power behind the words and phrases most commonly used in prayer.
You know, we're going to move on here to our next prayerism as we talk about Holy Spirit energy. But next prayerism is the conclusion of a prayer of in Jesus' name or in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, are these, which is the right way? Is there a right way? Is there a difference between these two? Are they one and the same?
Right.
And yes,
does one lend more oomph to it?
Yes.
Or what? Like, what are we saying? Is part of the question. And then, yeah, are they one and the same? Do we use one at a different time than the other?
Yes.
I know for me, growing up, it was just always in Jesus' name. And then you conclude your prayer.
Yes.
It was always that. I think that's a good one to dive into next is how, so we've prayed our prayer and we're coming to the end. Why do we use these phrases?
Yes.
You know, what is that about?
And I think we look upon diving into to the story of Scripture. We look immediately to the Gospel of John, chapter 14,
mm-hmm.
in which there's a lot of stuff going on in that chapter. Jesus is really describing what he's all about and his character.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really describing his connection to the Father. Then promises come out of that. We have a promised Holy Spirit that comes out of that chapter as well. But this phrase of in Jesus' name is referenced to verse 14 of chapter 14, where Jesus says, anything you ask in my name, I will do it.
Right.
And so that seems like we've, in some ways, really kind of honed down mm-hmm. the end of that prayer to that phrase right there. But if we're not careful, it appears upon looking at this whole context of this whole chapter that we miss that praying in Jesus' name connects him to the Trinity in kind of a intimate way.
Yes, and again, demonstrating relationship.
Yes.
Father, Son, and Spirit, how relational God is, but how all three of those work together.
Yes.
And I think, too, the other thing that we miss and where it kind of loses its power for us, because we just say it automatically, which, again, not a bad thing, but to reclaim that power of Jesus saying, no, you are mine. I am my Father. My Father is me. You know, we have the Holy Spirit. It reclaims that power of when we're praying, we've got some power behind that.
Yes.
If we are saying, yes, Jesus, we do have faith. We do trust that you have our good, the good things of the Father, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, all of those things wrapped into that one powerful phrase. And I think we miss that sometimes. We don't stop to think, well, who is Jesus?
Yes.
Back to that identity question and why he's even telling us to ask in my name, you know, to say that in our prayers. I think we miss that power and forget that's even there and that connection between all three.
I think sometimes we maybe lull ourselves to sleep in prayer thinking that by saying in Jesus' name, and I've been guilty of this. Mm. This is the reason I bring this up.
Okay.
Is I think there's been times where I've kind of felt like by saying that Jesus was kind of like the point man
right.
for the Trinity.
Right, that he's the go-to guy.
He's the go-to guy.
Yeah.
But if you read this whole thing, it's not. He's not the point man for the Trinity. He is
the Trinity.
The Trinity.
Yes.
He is the Trinity. And so It's like, we don't want to miss that.
Right.
That's a powerful reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful reality. You know, we were talking with Scott Newman
yesterday,
and he was talking about the whole thing about our prayers. Sometimes, you know, we'll say Father, and we'll pray to, or we'll say Jesus, or we'll say sweet Holy Spirit,
come.
And mm-hmm. it's likely, Christy, that it's all the same, no matter what we say.
Yes,
you know, if we're addressing Jesus, or we're addressing Holy Spirit, or we're addressing Father, we are saying the same thing mm-hmm. every time, addressing the same entity every time. And we sometimes, in just thinking about how we're praying or who we're praying to, we may get lost in that reality. Mm-hmm. We get hung up in that reality. And there's really no tension there. There's really no...
It's fluid.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we'll confuse ourselves.
Yes.
You know, into that. But yeah, I think you're right. And then Scott went on to you know, because we were kind of joking about that, how you could, you know, start off with one and then you're switching them around in the middle of the prayer. And then we end with this, in Jesus' name. But then we started talking about that connection between that and saying in the name of the Father,
yes,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So then he brought up another phrase.
But he said, you know, he's been really, really intimately connected to our Alpha, you know, process here at Broadway. And he brought to our attention, you know, a really helpful perspective that Nikki Gumbel mm-hmm. talks about. Like when we pray, you know, he says that we pray to the Father through the Son by the Spirit. And that was kind of a helpful way to really kind of unwrap that.
Yeah. To kind of clears away the confusion a little bit and makes it accessible. You know, makes it a little more understandable.
We could pray the same with the same intensity and the same confidence.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. And I thought, well, that's really helpful mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just the way that chapter 14 was kind of set up there.
It lays it all out.
Mm-hmm. And so it's likely that when we say in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or if we say in Jesus' name, it's very likely that we are saying the same thing.
Right.
And that they hold the same power.
Yes.
And they hold the same significance. And one likely does not trump the other. And one is not more right than the other. And they both equally validate our connection with God through prayer.
And our relationship with God.
Yes.
You know, because I think sometimes, and I think we mentioned this yesterday too, that sometimes we think in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit is maybe what we say at church.
Yes.
That we don't use that in our everyday.
Or
at
some
home,
pastors up
the
front.
The pastor has to say
very
that.
Holy persons up front saying that.
You know, and to realize no, it's all the same. And,
yes.
And we have that authority. We have that ability because we have that relationship.
Yes.
To be able to pray to the Father through the Son. In the Spirit.
Yes, yes.
I just love that phrase.
It's so helpful.
It's worth repeating it again.
So helpful.
I think it's so helpful, so good. I love it. So then, after we say in Jesus' name, Joe, what do we say after that?
Amen. And you know what, Christy? Since the first time we heard a prayer prayed, we have not heard a prayer ended with any other word.
That's right. That you always hear amen. Always. I don't care where you're from. How old you are, if you have heard a prayer, always ends with amen. Every single time. It's the period, the exclamation point, the final word. And again, I want you to tell the story because this is just the sweetest thing for me. Your precious little girl, Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
Asked you were praying at night, right? It was bedtime.
Yeah.
And you were wrapping up the prayer. And what did Sophie ask you?
Well, she, you know, her little four-year-old kind of mentality or kind of making heads or tails of the world, trying to figure out things. And certainly she understands that prayer is a part of our daily routine and rhythm. But she, after we get done with a prayer, I think actually it wasn't at night. I think it was on our way to school. On our way to school. And we kind of do a kind of ritual on our way to school as well. And I'm kind of pulling into the drop off line with my elementary school age kid Brady. And she just kind of asked after a prayer, she goes, Daddy, why do we say amen? And then I said, well, that's the way we finish our prayer. And what does it mean?
Yeah.
Was the question that stabbed me in the side that required me to kind of think, I'll have to get back with you on that one.
Right? Right? And I think for most of us, it's like, why? Yeah, we don't know. We've just always said it. But again, when we look to Scripture, when we look to the people of God, having done this for generations, for thousands of years, literally, we go back to the Hebrew, because, yes, of course, we start in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And it's amen. And it's so be it.
Yes.
You know, it translates to so be it. It's
weighty, isn't it?
It's very weighty.
Whew.
And very, but again, if we're approaching the throne with confidence,
yes,
and praying in Jesus' name, or praying in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit, amen, so be it.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Because of who we are and who God is, and I think, again, this whole situation of words and are we doing it right and all that, it's more about us remembering who God is.
Yes.
You know? He's God. He's the faithful one. And so when we're praying and talking to God and we can claim that at the end, so be it, God. So be it. You know, let it be so.
Yes.
It's power.
Yes.
You know, again, I get excited to pray again because I know that's coming.
Yes.
And then we look in, of course, the New Testament, in the Greek.
Yes.
It's truth, you know, so it is. So that's what it is. It's the truth. And you hear people sometimes we joke around too about the amen pew.
Yes.
You know, or we say amen to a statement. And again, that's claiming that truth of who Jesus is, that he is who he says he is, that he has done what he said he was going to do, you know. There's power in that, you know, that Jesus himself, I am the truth and the way and the life.
Yes.
Well, amen.
We were laughing yesterday talking about this because when I get up on Sunday morning, it's like I just do this unconsciously. I mean, it's,
sure,
you know.
We all do.
Broadway Church, the sky is blue this morning. Amen. Right. And everybody knows to respond, amen.
Amen. That's how we answer, yeah.
But it's just like, if you look at it, it's really, it's much more than just words here. I mean, you're saying, I read the other day where somebody said, in connection to ancient times and just the ancient understanding of the word amen, you better believe what you're saying in front of that word. You better believe it with your whole heart, your soul, and your mind.
Yes.
And I read that and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is not some flippant word we just throw out there. This is a significant word, and we communicate significance when we say it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's the thing that we're trying to get to here is that power of that word. And yes, we all do it. We all just, I mean, I'm in a hurry to eat dinner, Joe. I'm in a hurry to eat. So somebody better get to the amen super fast
because
oh my goodness, this meatloaf is going to be delicious I can't wait to dive in.
Oh, yeah.
But now when you think about the power of that amen, and yes, I'm probably still going to want to get there. But when you think of the power of that, and like you said, believing what you're saying, believing that God is who he says he is, that we are precious to him,
yes,
and that he loves us and wants good for us, it just brings that punch that no, it's not a period. It's an exclamation point. It's the deal. You know, and I do think if we're mindful of that and the truthfulness of it and the how it's inspiring to think of that, you know, and that it can be an endorsement, a rubber stamp, you know, an affirmation,
yes,
of praise, you know, all of those things wrapped up into this one word.
Yes.
You know, again, when you look at scripture, when Jesus says it, when Jesus speaks, amen, again, he's claiming that authority.
Yes.
That he is the Son of God, mm-hmm. that he is part of that Trinity, that's who he is. And so when he says it, it's like, thus says the Lord, yeah. or truly I say to you. Mm-hmm. So when Jesus says amen, it's truly I'm saying to you. What I'm saying, you can take that to the bank. You know, not even a bank here. You can take that to the eternal forever deposit that he says it. It is true. It is true yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And has that authority behind it.
Well, I mean, if we literally unwrapped scripture and dove into it and tried to explain all the times in which this word has been uttered mm-hmm. throughout the story of God, we don't have a podcast with enough time right. to explain them all.
That's right.
They're all through the Psalms, mm-hmm. all through laments,
yes,
all through the prophecy in the Old Testament, all through the Gospels, Jesus speaking authority.
Mm-hmm.
This word, this word gives authority.
Yes.
And just an encouraging awareness of mm-hmm. that word and, mm-hmm. and a greater appreciation, I think, that we both feel.
Yes, absolutely.
At this time, in giving us the space to explore our life
mm-hmm.
and come before God.
Yes.
With words that really reflect his goodness, reflect the goodness of life,
mm-hmm.
the tough times of life, and everything in between.
And everything in between, that's right.
And be able to say, wow, thank you, God. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for this time that we've been able to give, you know, consider praise, mm-hmm. the things that are praiseworthy, your character, what you're all about, your intimate relationship with me, with your people here on earth, and your kingdom that is developing here on earth. And you know, amen is not until we meet again.
No.
It is so it be so that yeah. these things come to pass.
That's right.
And your movement happens.
Yes. And I think as you were saying that, I was thinking back to when we started this conversation and we were talking about framing our mindset, you know, like even now when we think about the hedge or whatever, yes. how it gives us a different frame. And then now with the amen, it's not the end. It's like, and now let's look out for that. Like, so be it. So let me watch it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. So like, I'm now on the lookout yes. for God's movement in all people, in all places, at all times,
yes.
because so be it. God is moving. God is working. The Holy Spirit is amongst us and working in us, through us, and around us all the time. And so now it's almost like, yeah, you're concluding your prayer, so to speak, but you're really then opening the door to walk out into what's happening, you know?
I hope we, through this time that we've been able to share today, that we understand that that God has not moved, that God has always been God.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that we've inspired you to recapture
yes.
some of these things that we've explored today. We hope this has been helpful, you know, and we hope that that as you consider your prayer life, as you consider the movement within the life of your prayer life, the words and the phrases, they hold power.
Yes.
They hold power. It's not something that's just automatic.
Mm-hmm.
There's words and phrases that can be reflected upon and really kind of marinated upon and be thoughtful about.
Yes. Yes. To be mindful and thoughtful of of what that is and the power behind it, and yes. and to even and we talk about this all the time, how busy we are, but to slow ourselves down and, like you said, just kind of marinate in that and rest yes. in that. And even when we don't have a lot of words, and we talk about this too, that sometimes we do need these words to give us an anchor, to give us a place to go, especially in times of great grief or stress or whatever. And we don't have any words, yeah. but if you can reclaim just these few, mm-hmm. that's a prayer.
Yes.
In and of itself, just our conversation today, you know, precious God, bring us a hedge of protection.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. That's a prayer.
Yes, it is.
You know? So we do hope that for you all, that this has been something that you've been able to kind of come on this journey with us in this conversation and hopefully reclaim some of these things for yourselves.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we'll talk to you later on.
Amen.